During Lent, the Church prays, Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts, that lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. We believe, teach, and confess that the Bible is clear in its message of our sin and God's grace. However, we often reject even the clearest words if the words do not fit our preconceived ideas. The first stage of grief, as an example, is denial. The disciples are no different. They expected a political savior, one who would restore the kingdom of David and Solomon. Although the prophet Isaiah was clear as he wrote of the suffering servant, that Messiah was simply inconceivable. St. Luke recorded the disciples' reaction to Jesus' words, but they understood none of these things. The saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. Without understanding our sin, the good news of God's gift of salvation for the sake of the death and resurrection of Jesus falls on deaf ears. We simply do not like to admit that we deserve God's wrath and punishment, that we cannot fix that which we have broken. That is why we should gather to hear God's word each week, so that we can hear and accept the truth. Please join us at Trinity Lutheran Church on Sunday at 9 a.m. to learn more of God's mercy. You may leave your comments or questions at ask.trinityslayton.info. May our Lord grant you his rich blessing of knowledge, wisdom, and faith for your eternal blessing. Amen.